Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And this is our final installment in a conversation I've been having all week with my friend Jamie Smart, best-selling author of Clarity, and also the new book, Results, Think Less, Achieve More. And if you're listening to this in real time, today is Results Day. Today's the day that Jamie is actually launching his book in a big way in the world. So if you go to jamiesmart.com, you'll not only get to download a couple of chapters, but there'll be all sorts of fun stuff waiting there for you. In today's conversation, we talk about how to handle the volatility and uncertainty and complexity and ambiguity in everyday life, and how this understanding that Jamie and I talk about in our work can help turn negative VUCA into positive VUCA, into vision, understanding, clarity, and agility. I also asked Jamie about what his hope for the impact of this book in the world is, and I think you'll enjoy his answer.
Yeah, as it happens, we've sat down to record this the day after the United States presidential election. And so one of the things you talk about in the book that I've long been fascinated is this notion of VUCA. How does one handle times of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity? How for you does this understanding that you talk about in Results, how has that affected your ability to handle the volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity? And also, how does it help your clients take advantage of VUCA instead of being victims of it?
It's so interesting, you know. So I was speaking in an event in LA a few weeks ago, and some entrepreneurs who had created amazing success using viral video and all these different things you can do with video and the internet and this sort of thing were teaching about 70 other entrepreneurs the secrets that they'd used. And the 70 other entrepreneurs who had all paid a lot of money to be there and stuff, to some extent were looking kind of like, whoa, how am I going to do this? And that sort of thing. And I noticed it. I had a bit of that as well, a bit of kind of like when I imagined getting it wrong and not knowing what I was doing and all that sort of thing. I got feelings. And for a moment, it really seemed like those feelings were telling me about my future screw-ups and what an idiot I'd look like and how I wasn't properly taking advantage of what I'd learned and blah, 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 blah. But fortunately, I woke up to the fact that I was feeling thought in that moment and not the future. So when I got up to give my talk, I talked to the organizer and I said, what would be the most useful thing that I could share with them? And they said, to not be afraid to do it, to go out there and try it and take action. And so the thing that's been most useful for me is to be able to wake up to the fact that we're always in the present and that we can try things, we can explore things. Not everything is going to work out the way we want it to, but you can learn things by taking action and experimenting that you can never figure out in the privacy of your own head. And yet the privacy of our own head has a very compelling story telling us that it knows how it's going to be and all that sort of stuff. And so what I found most useful for me personally when it comes to volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity is to do my best to minimize the amount of time I'm spending in la-la land and maximize the amount of time I'm spending in reality. Because in reality, we're guided by insight. We have wisdom and insight and realization available to us in the moment. Again, we're built for reality. So we've evolved for this world. We're built for it. We're not built for the la-la land of the outside-in misunderstanding. So the most useful thing I found is to do whatever I can to spend as little time as possible in la-la land and as much time as possible in reality. Because in reality, you can learn. In reality, you can experiment. In reality, you can explore. And in reality, you can have insight. And, you know, there's an amazing kind of think tank organization called the Institute for the Future. And they were the ones who first alerted me to this idea of VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. And they talk a lot about insight. They create experiences where people can experiment and play and imagine future worlds like they're actually there without all the fear and uncomfortable of what's going to happen and don't know. And they call that foresight. And what they find is that when people are able to kind of just let go and think about the future without feeling freaked out about it, then they have insight. So foresight leads to insight. And what they've rather cutely said is that with insight, volatility resolves to vision, and uncertainty resolves to understanding, and complexity resolves to clarity, and ambiguity resolves to agility. And so that, I'd love to say, yeah, so I just rock through life with vision and understanding.
You can say it, Jamie. I mean, you know, look, I won't tell.
But the reality is, for me, it's more of a dance between kind of getting a bit paralyzed by the volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, and then waking up, insightfully waking up to the fact that, hey, this is the world we're built for. You're as suited to it and evolved to it and adapted to it as anyone on this planet. So you can experiment and explore and take action and move forward. And you're going to be guided by your own wisdom, your own intuition, and that capacity for insight and realization we all have. And so to me, it looks like more of a dance between negative VUCA and positive VUCA, the positive VUCA of vision and understanding and clarity and agility and insight, insightful understanding of the truth about who we really are and where our experience comes from and what we're up to in life. That brings us back to it.
What's your fondest hope for this book? And what I mean by that is, what's the email you'd most like to get from someone who reads this book, or the thing that somebody would come up to you at an event and say, hey, this is what happened for me when I read this book?
You know what? There's almost three answers to that, and they're all great. The first answer is sort of around part one of the book, which was, man, I used to be so stressed out and freaked out and bothered and uncomfortable and didn't think I was enough and had self-doubt and I was working on myself and all that. And I suddenly realized, hey, you're enough. You're okay. And when that happened, it took a lot off my mind, and I discovered that I can enjoy my life. So that's the first kind of result that I just love it when people tell me that, because they read a book or listened to something or whatever, that they went from having a lot on their mind and suffering at the pointed end of having a lot on their mind to realizing that, in a way, they'd kind of been making it up innocently, but they'd kind of been doing it to themselves and that they didn't have to do that. And when they realized that, it threw them into their own life in a way that's wonderful. So that's the first kind thing I'd love to hear. The second kind is about connections with other people. And I hear this a lot, and I love hearing it, that people's relationships have got better, and their relationships with their children and their loved ones and their coworkers, and that they're just experiencing more love and connection and enjoyment of other people in their lives. And then the third one I'd love to hear is, look what I made. Mm-hmm. Look what I made. Look at the cool stuff I did. I used to be scared to do it, and I went out and did it anyway. And look what I've done. I got to tell you, I was listening to a podcast, and they were interviewing one of the guys who had created all this viral video success and created a really successful business. And in the middle of the podcast, he goes, as Jamie Smart says in his book, Clarity, blah, 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 blah. And so I reached out to him on Instagram. I said, hey, man, thanks for the name check. It turned out that he'd been going through, you know, a difficult point in his life, and he'd read Clarity. A friend had given it to him, and it had been a total game changer. And he'd ended up creating this amazing business and done all this stuff. And he's totally passionate about that and about people and about his team and about life. I love that. So there's the kind of the big success story, quote unquote. But to me, having someone come up to me and say, hey, you know, I love spending time with my kids now, or I stopped beating myself up, or that's just as meaningful a result. It may not be as flashy, but it's just as meaningful, because every single one of those is another kind of brick in the palace of a world where we're not caught up in this misunderstanding that leads to war and hatred and conflict and a variety of forms of mental illness and stress and addiction and all these things. And my fondest hope for this book on the biggest scale is that it helps create that world. You know, that's the kind of world I want to live in. And that's the kind of world I want to leave to my children. And so that's what I hope this book does.
And that's it. You can pick up your own copy of Results, Think Less, Achieve More at all good bookshops near you. And if you go to jamiesmart.com, there's a bunch of cool free bonus gifts available to support you in applying what you'll learn in the book in your own life. Until next week, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.